jungu sawa chebaris, jungu shidagi
ndo tang nga ge tuyan da galo tenang du diyo waris. Pe na zamal ingi chuk galo jasu nru diyo rwa, jasu, ushin yu lek, chuk chuchung galo ten nru diyo. Ten na zin, sanje ge ndo nga, ti jen ti mengi chuk galo langren du diyo waris. Langren te, leshe ge jasu nra waris, marbe. Jonzang tong ge chukun du yishe, pe den leba shebi jasu an yis, oti sin yisa.
So this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, is actually the root text for the Lam Rim Chemo, Lama Tsongkhapa's great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment. And it is said that this is the most condensed way to encompass all of Buddha's teachings, whether it be sutra or tantra or Hinayana or Mahayana. It is said that all of the teachings of the Buddha can be condensed and found in the Lam Rim teachings. Excuse me. Very similar to an ocean. All rivers run into an ocean. Likewise, all Buddhist teachings run into the Lam Rim. So it's said that the Lam Rim is similar to an ocean in that all of the facets of Buddhism can be found within it.
Oje tang aso chu nambi chu lojo jinga so london lojo kale kale london lojo jeba ina tele labi lojo jemu go bana res ko se dagi jonde ane nanga chebo ane tambo jachu jibu res.
And if one can slowly study this text or become familiar with this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, it's very yanje surana the tambo lapsa yani.
Oh,
Becoming familiar with this text is very important because of the strength of this text, the importance of this text, and the vast qualities that this text has because it encompasses all of the teachings. So to achieve a very stable familiarization with this text is desirable because of these facts.
Oje ta tene kasa ta lanrin chimul te yong do sa yi sa ji de yong du lan ji za wa xian yin de bi chu da ten ne lu ji da jiang ren ba s lan ji za wa xian yin de bi chu s ane ka zu ge xian yin de chu dong gong gu de yong do lan ji za wa xian yin de bi chu s xian yin de chu ane ga zu yin de ji ju ba na lu lu ru zi xia dong gu ji du wa wo de xian yin de chu de de du wa s ta lan zhen ge de ga ba yu ar s na chūchū tiri tūsūng jiawā tātā tīyī chūyū gīndūyī nālā gōbā chīmī shāshī tē anī karasā lūmā zāmbu shāng wā tē tā lāngchūng kī chūchū yī shūng shīndu wā tūsūng jiawā tātā tīyī chūyū gīndūyī nālā gōbā chīmī shāshī tē anī karasā gīndūyī nālā gōbā chīmī shāshī tē lūmā zāmbu shāng chū yī shū kū chū bā shāng chū lāng chī dhūmā rā tū sā wā shā sā tē kī shīnyē tēn chū tēn tū gu wā rā shīnyē tēn chū mā rā bā ngole sanje su tengo do te sanje nga su gegen res shenye den su ten do res.
When we look at the Lam Rim Chemo, which the root text that this text is the root text of, we can see that that begins with guru devotion or devotion to the Lama, very similar to the foundation of all good qualities or the source of all my good that we read where it says, the source of all my good is my kind Lama, my Lord. Bless me first to see that taking myself to him in the proper way is the very root of the path, etc. So we can see that in the Lam Rim teachings by Lama Tsongkhapa, it begins with guru devotion. So where in the Tisha's text can this be found? If in Lama Tsongkhapa's text he began with that. Here we find it in the first stanza where it says, I pay homage with great respect to the conquerors of the three times, to their teaching and to those who aspire to virtue. Urged by the good disciple Shanchu Uo, I shall illuminate the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So here, paying homage to the Buddha is very similar to the guru devotion, which can be found in the beginning of the Lam Rim Chemo, because here the guru or the lama that we're speaking of is the Buddha.
어제 아디샤가 런던에 와서 뒤순 제와다던 뒤순 제와서 뒤순 상제술라고 그러고 뒤순 상제소 상제되는 아주 기계는 말이야. 그게 왔는 게 다 상제기 처음에 그게 부답지 된 거를 그게 부답 맞다면 이나 그게 로버트에 이나 아니 그쪽의 런 로버트인 거를 그게 개집을스 어제 런지 자와신이 되면 주스 어제 어디에도 오면다.
So here it says, I pay homage with great respect to the conquerors of the three times. And the conquerors of the three times here refer to the Buddhas of the three times. So this is the homage and the expression of guru devotion at the beginning of this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. And guru devotion is emphasized, and it's stated that the source of all good qualities or the source of all my good is my kind Lama, my Lord. Because if one has a wrong teacher, then he or she will go down a wrong path and will not be able to achieve the results that he or she desires. So having a teacher who can give an accurate or an authentic explanation of these texts or of these teachings is very important, because one must start with that root in order to understand the teachings.
어제 다더네 그래서 그래 신년 때비 주기 신년들 간다간다 그러잖아 안 사제게 노아 거서 계신이 지송 요가르스 한 거서 지송 계신 계신이 그네 주 지송 요가르스 단단 도데 거서 신년데 단단 가서 런링 걸 송대야데 도데네 시비 계신이 되서스
So when we speak of spiritual friends or teacher, translators note, Gewei Shenyan translates literally as spiritual friend. When we speak of spiritual friends, there are three different kinds of spiritual friends. There are teachers who teach the sutra, teachers who teach the Vinaya, and teachers who teach the Tantra. And we can say that this particular text falls into the sutra.
어제 다 나가서 누드진에 시비 신이 신이들 추주된 고그레스 계신의 추주던 된바 추주던 된바기 추주된 게네 계신의 종소 나와 되되는 리그레스 추주대 신의 두와 쇼와 니시와스 허버송드레스 추진지 러바 딩은지 러바 싫어지 러바송 아니 르가게 디바도 봄비 추진 아니 돈이 남들 매비 땡엔지 아니 싫어글 하봐 송지 신이 도와 줘 아니 저 너무 송도데 하봐 송도 인사 말베 쭉쭉 넌 너무 송도 하봐 송도레스
도데젠
도데젠 도데
So what kind of teacher must we look for? What is the kind of teacher and what qualities should that teacher have? It's explained in the Maitreya's Mahayana Sutra Alamkara where it gives an explanation of the qualities that the teacher should have. And it begins with the three higher trainings. The teacher should have a foundation in ethics, have abandoned the misdeeds of the body, speech, and mind, and have very ethical behavior. The teacher should have great level of single-pointed concentration or concentration, and the teacher should have a wisdom or a large amount of wisdom. Other sources state that they should just be familiar and stable in the Dharma, but this particular text gives a much more detailed explanation of what the teacher's qualities should be.
Mm-hmm. 안에 존드드니 이로 존드 추시야 나와드는 존드 주부고 그래서 요된 라바 존지 안에 손 제가래 말베 알니 칼레칼레 주 말베
네니 디렉
요된 라바 존지로 와 요된 라바스나 그줄레 요된 라바 주고 그줄레 요된 라 말하나 그줄이 제 두고 말어 그줄레 요된 라바 주고 그래서 존지 존드 존드 가서 그래 추시야 던들 전주 쪽에 쓰고 공자당 최시야당 어떤 이거 돌 전주 하고요 그지 전지 롱기 쇼서나 버셔 뭐 보시게 주고 그래서 롱기 쇼봐 롱 도당 하다 대제도 되면 뭐 보시게 주고 그래서 롱기 쇼봐스 아네 버셔 뭐 보시게 주고 그래서 전지 롱기 쇼 근데 지 다니스 로마를 좋아요 그 희지요 그 주고 그래서 로마를 희지요 봐 zhiyu dan yin jigu waris, zhiyu dan yin jima yin jiga maris, yin jiga dan denba. Jowa bongwa, ta tene, tene yang chu nyema, chu chu dan chu chu nyema dima mbishi yigu ba yina, o tanga yung sa maris tene kali kagandu sara, o tene mekhen jigu waris, kati yina, ane, kasa kore, kange lu zhiyu toba, jowa bongwa tukhen jigu waris, zhiyu dan yin jowa bongwa la ten, o tatabi chu chu den jile, ane, Anga tamba re te ma sheba yin na yang ten de yin mi ju chen chi denpa ma ru pa ten de chi yin pa re samba chi kuwa yo pa chi gu gu res ma ke den se na an chwe ma she du du ja li she ke pa gu gu res du ja li she ke pa du ja an ju nro pa chi gu gu res wa te chwe chwe dan denpa shung shung na an do de ni shebe ge chen yin ka chen yin sang pa res ge gen ten de chi li ten de pen to yung gu res song de yin sa re
So the there are 10 qualities altogether that the teacher should possess, beginning with the three higher trainings of ethics, concentration, and wisdom. And then the teacher should have more qualities than the student, or higher qualities than the student has. If the student's qualities or understanding surpasses that of the teacher, then the teacher will not be able to truly help the student, and the student's qualities will not increase if the teacher's qualities are not greater than his or hers. So it's important that teacher has more excellent qualities than the student. The next is that the teacher puts a great deal of effort into practice, teaching, meditation, and so forth, and studies. So it's important that the teacher has perseverance. The next is familiar with a vast amount of scripture, familiar with the different texts and their commentaries, in the sutra and the tantra, familiar with sutra, familiar with tantra, familiar with all the various scriptures that give explanations of these topics. So the teacher should be familiar or very versed in scripture. The next, the teacher should have compassion and love for the students and actually want to give the teachings to them because of that compassion and love. The next is never growing tired of giving explanations, whether it has to be done again and again and again, never growing tired or bored with giving the same exact explanation if it will be helpful for the student. The next is skilled in teaching. This isn't the actual order, but this is the order that was given by Rinpoche, so I'm just replicating it. The next is skilled in teaching. The teacher should be able to give explanations to the students in various ways so they will be able to understand what he or she is teaching. So they should be skilled in explanation or skilled in teaching. And the last is having seen emptiness. Now, the best type of teacher would be one who has had the direct experience with emptiness itself. But if they can rely upon reasoning and understand intellectually emptiness through using formulas such as the phenomena are not truly established because they dependently originate, and truly understanding what that means, then this is also suitable. But the earlier being who had seen emptiness directly would be the better choice of the two, but if one cannot find someone who has had that direct experience, then just an intellectual understanding in a very clear fashion would be enough. So those 10 qualities of ethics, concentration, wisdom, higher qualities than the student, effort, versed in large amounts of scripture, compassion, never getting tired of giving explanations, skilled in teaching, and familiarization with emptiness are the 10 qualities that are stated in the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara by Maitreya that a teacher should possess.
와제 신이 어떤 그 신이 전이 상황이 돼야도 개체 버리스 안에 딱 계신이 때 계신이 안에 라지브 건가 녀고를 배스나 안에 계신이 가르쳐 버렸다 야 가르자 도안에 왔다선 거 말은 도안에 캠베 주 많이 밤 하나 두 바샤고스 계신이 게 초당마 준비 디바던데 아니 제스 라소나 제주에 말이지 보다 계신이 이나야 계신이 송바 이나야 그 디바제 근도 디바제 거레스 아니 소주 마진련다 왔다는 제고스 라바 이나 제주에 말이스 캠베 주 많이 밤만 두 바샤고스 캠베기 초당마 준비 아니 그게 근데 송고 이나 때 제주에 말이지 보다
근데 양제 서나 the check machine the subway
man gen gen ta gen de classic na khelne ko man ro san to ga jeba ina classic ga ta ge je go res gen ge loya de chue don tyu ba re do na khelne chue don ma tyu ba lo na ane gen ge lo ba ina ya de je ju ma res bana su ju chu sha di ji su su lo ba ina gen ge lo ba ina wo de su ju je ma ji ba gen ge lo ne su ju ju ma res Kembe chwe maayin pa maana duba shaawus. Chwe taan maa tuyo baat tani ki kengen laogun duwa naa, te jejuwa maari chwe bataa.
Sopo. So, one should rely upon the teacher, but this does not mean that if the teacher is giving an explanation of something or asking you to do something that goes against the Dharma, that one should carry that out. So, it's necessary to be familiar with the scriptures yourself to be able to be clear on advice given to you. So it's important not to just follow anything that the teacher says to do. For instance, if a teacher were to say, please go kill this bird, killing is what is to be abandoned according to the Buddha. So this advice should not be followed because it is contradictory to the Dharma itself.
어제 다도데 가서 기유줄 기유줄은 튜바셔라 마기 유줄은 튜바셔도스 기유줄 그긴 거와 간데 제기유나 덴나지 수수제 워르스 그긴 디바 제기도나 덴나지 제주에 말이지 보다 기유줄은 튜바셔라 마기 유줄은 튜바셔도스
So it's important to heed advice given which will allow one to accumulate virtue or which is a virtuous activity according to scripture so heed that advice and disregard advice that is contradictory to scripture. It's necessary to be very careful and when taking advice from the teacher, him or herself.
Gumba ma sanru ju sori si lau kuwa risi, ngay yungsa ma risi lau kuwa risi.
Then the...
Tantra. Tantra gosu. Ani gigi ngay diba jaya dana, owa dana ge, susu gu ma tuba dana sumba ina, ani ngay te yungsa ma risi, gumba ma sanru ji isi, gigi ngay shugwa risi.
So, if there is a specific activity that it, you were asked to carry out and you cannot do it, and you can find this in the tantric teachings, it's okay to go to the teacher and say, I'm very sorry, but I won't be able to carry out that deed because of, and then give the explanation of the reason why. So one can find in the tantric texts this explanation where it's okay to go back to the teacher and explain why certain things can't be carried out. Ngap ju, the nala.
Yeah,
it can be found in the 50 verses on Guru Devotion.
Ta tene gi shenye de zawa shibu shibu jung gol tene lang ge zawa re shenye de shida ten ba de ge chebu de song du ge gar re jena wol ma jebu chung yu chue le go re ding ge chue le yong go re jebu chen bi chue yong go re de su ge lo she ne ma she du ge 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 chebu re she du ge ge ma jo na jebu chung yu chue dan ding ge chue dan chen bi chue bi chue de su ane lo ma ge jema ji she ya yong go ma re de yin su zo de she ge ge shenye de ge chebu re
The most important thing, though, is that a teacher is able to give an explanation of the entire path. that the teacher is able to say, this is the teaching shared in common with the small scope, give a very clear explanation of the small scope. Then this is the meaning of the medium scope. This is the meaning of the great scope. And be able to give a very detailed, clear explanation of the stages of the path through those three types of scopes so that the student can progress along the path. If the teacher isn't able to explain these various levels of capacity or scope, then the student won't be able to traverse those stages and won't be able to understand the practices necessary in order to achieve realization. So it's necessary and the most necessary and most important that the teacher can teach you the entire path.
Oye, that the nga zhe da je ba yin ne la da de kala ji zu ge ge pyu da bu gu du was in chi ge ge da se ri ge ge da je ro ge ge pyu da bu gu du was ko pyu da bu me na de gu du la da ge ne su du ne zu ya bu xi gu mo de ge ge pyu da bu kang ga lu gu du was kang ga lu ge ge ji de gu du den da bu da bu was.
It's very similar to a college or school setting. We must rely upon a teacher to learn things. It's, we need to have a teacher for English and history and the sciences and so forth. Without having a teacher, we wouldn't be able to understand these topics. So we can even see in this example of the school environment where the teacher is so important.
What then, Dabu, is that?
It's very similar to this.
ਉਹ ਜਿੰਦਲ ਦੋਸੋਂ ਜਵਾ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਤੀ ਚੂਸ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਲੰਗ ਚਾਵਾ ਸ਼ੇਨੇ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਚੂਸ ਲਾਂਰੀ ਚੰਬਨ ਸ਼ੇਨੇ ਤੇ ਚੂ ਕੋ ਮੰਬ ਜਲੇ ਦੇ ਦੋ ਉਹ ਤੇ ਲਾਂਡਰ ਕੋ ਤੇ ਇਸਰਸ
So in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa you find the very large section on the guru devotion or you find the excuse me you find a section on guru devotion and Atisha condenses it into this first stanza just by paying homage to the conquerors of the three times. And implicitly, it means, guru devotion is contained within this stanza.
Oje, ta langji zawa shenye tenbi tsui dan, tenne lu jeta zhang rinbaas, saji nyeba dele, tenne lu jeta zhang rinba dele, jebi chungu dan, jebi chungu, chungu da tumu yun lanji rinba, di da tumu yun lanji rinba, jibu chimbi yun lan, sung du wa de le sung sung le ngu zir.
De long ga re.
Lanji zawa shenye tenbi tsui dan, tenne lu jeta zhang rinba, gei shenye tenne, ane lan rin lu zhong kari jigu rasana, jibu chungu chui lu zhong jigu re, dingi chui lu zhong jigu re, jibu chimbi chui lu zhong jiga wa du sung le ngu zir.
So, here, when we've been explaining the that we must find this teacher who can give explanations. The teacher needs to be able to give the explanation of the small scope, the medium scope, and the great scope. And the next part of this text, we find the explanation of the different scopes and so forth. So it's necessary to have this kind of teacher and see the teacher as the root of the path so that the student can understand all the stages of that path.
Oh, that jibu song chung jibu chung jibu ni jibu chibu song wo de lang ring kar sa gore lang dung ge jue zu du wo ding sa res jibu chung ring chung song chue de le du wo res.
So in the lamp for the path to enlightenment, the different capacities are broken down, as said before, into three scopes, into the small scope, into the medium scope, and into the great scope. And an explanation of these scopes is given. A condensed explanation of these scopes is given.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at the Tibetan Jipo, This is referring to a being or a person. And sum means three. So beings of three scopes or three capacities. So here, this refers to the capacity that that type of person has relative to the Dharma. So there are those who have a small, those types of people who have a small kind of capacity or are comfortable within that small scope. And then there are beings who are comfortable within the medium scope, and then beings who are comfortable within the great scope. So the reason that it says there are three kinds of persons or is because the there are three levels that people can have relative to their capacity.
Ko nga sungu dungel gabu yo maris, nga sungu dungel. Nga sungu dungel magabaji, nga sungu dungel jiji tane, nego latame, nga sungu dungel paone, nga sungu dungel kate, ane nego latan dewa tan shuna, and jisari samba sanglu yodu, jibu chungu yisars maris.
When we speak of the small scope, or the small persons or beings of small capacity, this refers to a being who wishes to abandon or be free from the three lower realms and finds that it's enough and is satisfied with the higher realm's existence. So he or she is satisfied with rebirth as a human or God and does not look any further than that. So this is a type of person who just wishes to not have to experience the suffering of the lower realms and finds delight in the pleasant experiences of the higher realms and devotes all effort to being able to achieve a rebirth into the higher realms. Then
there's the type of being who notices the downfalls of even the higher realms. That this type of being recognizes that even gods and humans have to experience the suffering of change, the suffering of suffering, the pervasive compounded suffering, the suffering of birth, the suffering of aging, the suffering of sickness, the suffering of death. So then this type of person sees the downfalls of even the higher realms and then achieves the desire to definitely get out, which is the literal translation of neparjonwa, or renunciation is another, but the more literal is to definitely get out or definitely arise from. So the desire, this person desires to emerge or to definitely get out of cyclic existence and wishes to achieve liberation. So what this being renounces is cyclic existence in all six realms. And this type of person is called the person of medium capacity. This type of person wishes to be free for him or herself alone from the six realms of cyclic existence.
Oje tadene jibu chungun din chembu sung dres sung ja guya de kanza ga sanglo ri mo sung yo de sung res ta ane ta su 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 ge cheni ga jibu chungo ge denda ga re ni ge denda ga re chibi denda ga re zna tene ga sa ta da cheni ro se ta tene lan ro de ma de kha du lu ko de lo na ma re chungun din da chung ju bi jibu sung de she ba sha sa de ge jibu de la sung yo ar zo de res
Yere chung, okay. Yere chungo drin dang chujubi.
Jibu sung de sheba sha, so what the jibu de la sung yu re jibarta.
So the second stanza here it says, understand that there are three kinds of persons. So this is what it's referring to. So just going back, we went over the small scope and the medium scope.
etc. And then we would move on to the great scope. But we're going to now delve into the text. So Rinpoche just said that instead of explaining further, we're going to get into the text itself. So here, it says, understand that there are three kinds of persons, and then what those three kinds of persons, or what kind of qualities those three types of persons have, will be explained as we move through the text.
Jibu chungu chenyi, dingi chenyi, jibu chenbi chenyi dhukungalo, dada chenyi rase susu yi trewa shas, jibu chungu chenyi dang, dingi chenyi dang, jibu chenyi dhukungalo, dhukungalo.
So it says, understand there are three kinds of persons. Because of their small, middling, and supreme capacities, I shall write clearly distinguishing their individual characteristics. So here, the meaning is that Atisha will explain what is the definition and the meaning of a person of small capacity. What is the definition of and the meaning of a person of medium capacity? What is the definition of and the meaning of a person of great capacity? So here, this is the promise to explain the various qualities that each of those types of beings have, or the nature of those three types of beings.
That then suzu yi dhava ja, that then ma kanji ta na kanda ke kuyu dhava zang da la rani dhyan dhyan sheba jibu dhyan tama shes, ta jibu chungu ke chenyi wa di dhyan baris, jibu chungu chenyi. Ta nga tu jitan chenyi di ime kanji chenyi se gore ta, nga tu kadu ke chenyi dhava nisho se da jimbarwe, jibu chungu dhava nisho wa di dhyan go sare. Kanji ta na kanda ke wa di ke jibu chungu ke chenyi dhyan go baris.
Know that those who by whatever means seek for themselves no more than the pleasures of cyclic existence are persons of least capacity. So here, this is the definition of a person of least capacity. You might say, what is the definition of color? So it would be very similar to this. What is the definition of a person of small capacity? And here, the definition is that those who by whatever means seek for themselves no more than the pleasures of cyclic existence. So here, this is the defining factor, or this is the definition of a person of small capacity.
That jibu chung kanji ta na kanda ke, kanji ta na kanda ke, kuyu dhwa zang da la rani dhwan dhwan nye sheba, jibu dhan tama shes. Kanji ta na kanda ke song du, jibu chung da ke, ko ngay song dungel gabi yo maris, ngay song dungel thaya gin dhubo yo waris, ngay song dungel thaya gin thashi jig waris, ngay song dungel thaya gin thak kar yo waris na, ne lenje sa gumar ba lenje, magi jibu ngu chuchin song wala tene, ko ngay song dha ne, dendro lhata mali tuya gin, dendro lhata mali tuya gin thashi jig waris mar ba. Wa dhani yin song zang ngay song dungel kar sa, ngāsōngu dōngāli jīshī tāne, nā kō lhātā mēi tēzāngsāng tō nā ñābī sānglu yōkhīn yōruwa, gāngsā yōruwa, dil jibu chūngu sikarī, sēni.
So, going back to the being of small capacity, they seek for themselves no more than the pleasures of cyclic existence. So, this type of being sees the downfalls of the lower realms and sees this as undesirable, or sees the lower realms as not pleasurable. So he or she then looks for a method to be able to be free from those lower realms and looks for the method to achieve the rebirth into the higher realms. And that method is a concentration on karma and its effects and the three types of ethics, Tsutrim Sum.
Jibu chungu yu sanglu tang tunbi dungen denpa de ngan sungu dungen de.
Chibu chungu ngaysungu dungel di ma dungel tatu guyo maris, ngaysungu dungel ga guyo maris, ngaysungu dungel ngaysungu samba chi guyo maris. Wate, chibu chungu gisanglo la tuyo dungel denpa de ngaysungu dungel diris maribaya.
So, what is it that a person of small capacity renounces or definitely wishes to get out from? And this is the suffering of the lower realms, and it does not go further than that. So when we look at the Four Noble Truths, what is the truth of suffering, the truth of origin, and the path and the cessation for a person of small capacity? The truth of suffering is the suffering of the lower realms. So when we look at the Four Noble Truths, the first truth of suffering, according to a being of small capacity, is referring only to the lower realm suffering. And then the truth of origin is the origin or the causal factors for rebirth into the lower realms. And then the path would be the method to be free from the lower realms, and the cessation would be the abandonment of the potential for rebirth into the lower realms. So a person of small capacity looks at the Four Noble Truths in this way.
Wajji, taa jibu chungu ki taa duku dunga deba tsuyana di ngansungu dunga dhiri sirwa. Taa ngansungu dunga taji ki langtu jibu chungu kari nyansu langguwa rizna, ane mungu chubu chawndru taa, mungu chubu ngu chuting taa, nyabu toji chungu ni shadang tu su ngolo jibu chungu chu, jibu chungu di nyansu langguwa riz maribaya. Ngansungu taji ki lang, jibu chungu yi langtu shuwa sana, ane chawndru ji, ne lende zu mege jibu ngu chuting taa, toji chungu ngu ni shadang tu su, shadang sheba tu su ngolo jibu chungu yi langgu chuting riz maribaya, langden ngu chuting.
So the path that this person or this being of small capacity progresses is one that has a very strong emphasis on refuge, karma and its effects, purification or confession, utilization of the four opponent powers. So this being focuses, or this being of small capacity focuses on these things to solely to be free from rebirth into the lower realms. So the second noble truth, the truth of origin, for this type of person refers to unethical behavior. The origin of the suffering into the lower realms is the unethical actions that person would engage in, and the afflictions and let me try this again. The origin of this type of suffering, which is the suffering of rebirth into the lower realms, according to a person of small capacity, is unethical behavior. So this person then abandons the 10 non-virtues and understands karma and its effects, and looks at the afflictions and the karma as the causal factor for the rebirth into the lower realm, and abandons what's necessary so that that rebirth is not produced.
Oje, that jibu chungu tabad karirisana, jibu chungu tabad de rwa, tabad de lhata mei gubung duris. Jibu lhata mei gubung duksuna, jibu chungu tabad duwaris. Tabad yinda mai san tangiris. Jibu chungu tabad duris.
So, according to the small capacity, or a being of small capacity, liberation is actually the abandonment of the lower realms. So, liberation for this type of person is rebirth into the higher realms of the humans or gods. So whether or not this really is liberation or not, it is for this type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So going through all Four Noble Truths, we look at the truth of suffering. The truth of suffering for a being of small capacity is the rebirth into the lower realms. The truth of origin is the karma and afflictions and unethical behavior that produces rebirth into the lower realms. The truth of path refers to the practices of refuge and the law of cause and effect, or karma and its effects, all of the other practices relative to that scope. And the cessation is the actual rebirth into the higher realms. So this is how a person of small capacity would view the Four Noble Truths. So next, it's important to look at the leisure and endowments that this human form has. We see that it's more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel. So it's necessary at this stage then to contemplate the importance of this human form that we have taken on. So we need to think that this human form is more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, or of higher importance than a wish-fulfilling jewel. And the reason for this is that it's through this human basis that we are able to achieve the liberation of the small scope, of the rebirth into the humans and gods. It's through this human basis that we're able to achieve liberation for oneself alone. And it's through this human basis that we can achieve unsurpassable complete enlightenment or Buddhahood. So this is the reason that it is stated the human form is more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, and we need to contemplate this and become familiar with this. So this human form that we possess at this moment is very difficult to obtain. It's very difficult to obtain, and there are three reasons that are given. The causes are difficult to create. There are various examples given of the difficulty of obtaining this human form. And then the numbers, an explanation of numbers. Numbers is given, or the numbers of beings who are able to take this form. So the difficulty is explained in these three ways. So this human basis is an actual effect, and if the causal factors for an effect are difficult,
then the effect is difficult to achieve. So going to the first explanation that the causes are difficult, it's necessary to have a firm foundation in ethical behavior in order to achieve a human rebirth. It's necessary to make large aspirational prayers in order to achieve a human rebirth, and it's necessary to be familiar with and engage in the six perfections in order to achieve this human form. So this is why it is stated that the causes are difficult to create, because one must have these three factors in order to achieve a human form in the future.
Ane lunga yisungi, ane shueba, diba, diba sung tang gwa sung yung gwa res, maribay, luji gwa, luji diba, ngagi gwa, ngagi diba, iji gwa, iji diba sung yung gwa res. Lunga yisungi diba dele, diba digin diba dele, ane ngasung du yung gwa res, ngasung gu du nge, susu mendebe ngasung du nge du yung du gwa res. Lunga yisungi gwa dele tene, susu mendebe lhatan mei tenzan. Ne hadan demigod may jiwat ngu du gurs marbe.
So looking at ethics, for instance, there are three types of ethics, and there are three types of the opposite of ethics, or non-virtue. So there are three types of virtue, being virtue created by the body, virtue created by the speech, and virtue created by the mind, and 10 types of those. And then there are three types of non-virtue, non-virtue of the body, non-virtue of the speech, and non-virtue of the mind. If one engages in non-virtuous activities through the body, speech, or mind, then this creates rebirth into the lower realms. If one engages in virtuous activities through the gates of the body, speech, and mind, then this produces rebirth into the higher realms.
Oje ta sanje ge kasa tele chulo dune ne gda mag jure ba leje lan chu sung sos ta leje go ne diba leje go ne ane so je ba ma je ba le ba lo so be ane diba so mar ba le so nga ge je yi ji sung de diba mo go chu sung ba se ma be gwa ya leje gwa sung nga ge gwa je yi ji gwa sung de gwa chu no mag ju wo de sung de wa res.
So there are 10 virtues and there are 10 non-virtues. There are three virtues of the body, four virtues of the speech, and three virtues of the mind. There are three non-virtues of the body, four non-virtues of the speech, and three non-virtues of the mind. So when we speak of the 10 non-virtues and the 10 virtues, this is what is being spoken of. Starting with the virtues of the, starting with the virtues or the non-virtues of the body, which would either be killing or the abandonment of killing, stealing or the abandonment of stealing, or sexual misconduct in the, or the abandonment of sexual misconduct, etc.
Oh, then the that then I so lose you can sue jebal charge about you na, and then lose you can sue jebal the la. Jungan Josun song, Chimbon Ding Chumuson, you are this. Some Chimbutte, Niwalje Waters, Dingy Dalgen Waters, Chungan Tunuljigris. Sojo Bombi, or Danga Sojo and Digamar, Sojo Bakajavina, Sojo Bombi Guadala, Chibon Ding Chumuson, you are this. Chimbil Halijan, that is. Dingy, a name Demigod Marba, and a Chungut Miljan Waters. What names you want the English?
So, looking at an act of killing, for instance, killing is non-virtue and has three levels and three results relative to those three levels. And those three levels being the great level of killing, the medium level of killing, and the small level of killing. If one engages in the great level of killing, this produces rebirth into hell. If one engages in the medium level of killing, then this produces rebirth into the hungry ghost realm. And if one engages in the small level of killing, then this produces rebirth into the animal realm. And the same goes for virtues. If one creates a great level of virtue, it produces rebirth into the God's realm. If one creates a medium level of virtue, then this produces rebirth into the demigod's realm, and a small level of virtue produces rebirth into the human realm. So all of the virtues and non-virtues have various levels.
Ani nyewa dan, ee da dan, tunrugi, ne tsu marwe, sacha tru yungwaris. Ya, helang country marwe, sigurwe.
No,
it's okay. Ngesunga ne tru yungwaris marwe, dabin jebo. Ngesunga ne tje. Nami ngin jebo dila ka tru yungwaris, nami ngin jebo mei lue ne dan, mei ki su tu tru yungwaris, nami. Nami ngin jebo te, mei su dan. Mailu drawing waters, Lada Mailu. Judyung and Jabot del Carriorsana, and Tseshemalaya, Sujubal Gawa, Sheba Judyun, Yuanjudun, Yuai waters, Tseshemalaya, Sendelusu Mobajabayana, Tseshemal Suji al Gabuin was, Dojuris, who Gabi or Don Kosu Jagris, and Yuanjudun and Jabotele, and the Melijabayana Tsutuan. Shemareko Shinriade, Suju, Jutunga Javaris, Bugusu, Lodju, Junga, Luchujunga, and Shinaka Momduas, what Zungalo, Nuan Jutunis, and Kama Metsoton Zuba Yinza, and Susoton Chayumuris.
So the effects of actions are three. There are fruitional effects, environmental effects, and causally concordant effects. So, for instance, if one engages in killing, and it has all of those three factors, the great level of killing, then this would produce the rebirth into the hell realm. So the environmental effect would actually be the place which the being is having to dwell, or the hell, as Rinpoche just said in English, hell country. So the place in hell that the person would have to abide in is the actual environmental effect. The fruitional effect, for instance, of abandoning killing would be that one could take on a human form or a form into the higher realms and so forth. So this would be a fruitional effect of, say, abandoning killing. So the second type of result or effect. Causally concordant effects has two divisions, that being the behavioral causally concordant effect and the psychological causally concordant effect. Behavioral causally concordant effect.
You want to do this? You want to do this?
The cheek, the Jason, the NGK. You want
to do this?
You want to do this?
Nyuwa jitun ta tsendil su jikin yuwa na tsishima dili ku tsitutun chaangudu nyuwa, nyuwa jitun riz. Ku magi tsitutun zuyurwa, di najin susu nyuwa na, susu tsitutun chaangudu, nyuwa jitun riz. Sheba jitun riz na?
I think it's physical, let's say behavioral and physical. I'll explain the meanings of them and then...
Su jibala gawar gawar.
Yeah, there's a specific term for it, I've just forgotten. Of the two divisions of causally concordant effects. So we'll call one behavioral and we'll call the other one physical. So the behavioral causally concordant effect would be this: a child might be born and like to engage in killing. So the behavioral causally concordant effect of killing previously would be that that child would like killing and engage in it on a regular basis. The physical causally concordant effect of killing would be that the life would be shortened. One would have a short life. So these are the three kinds of results that can be applied to virtue or non-virtue. Yes, sir?
In fact, does that end in heaven or heaven, but in God or hell? Is there a way out of hell or a way to fall from grace from the higher realm?
Yeah, it's impermanent. It's all the realms are impermanent.
Thank you.
But we can get into that in more depth maybe once the question and answer session comes. That's cool.
Yeah. nga chodol ta momba she sa bar yiz jibu chungu chod she deris bu de chungu chod ke che boris te abu chung so na an ka le ka len din le gris mar be
so you can see at this center I've always placed such a large emphasis on the topics within this small scope and the reason for this is the medium scope cannot be produced without the small scope so this is why I've placed so much emphasis on the small scope topics over the years
ta su je ben de bod lo at song do ta na ji su jo de je gen do na o dang su ma ji bo sha ba yin na su jo bi chu jin ri s de gen de bod lo song yong ri s ma ba dan de de ga ri yo sa na la yi long ba da me yi long ba do dan de da bin de bo an sa ji gi jing ga do zhen ji de pe wa le sa ji gi jing ga da la yi long ba da me yi long ba do zhu yong ri s da bin de bo de ne na me gen de bod lo me yi lo da la yi lo me gi su de wa da
So looking at virtue, just once again, so that we're clear, there are three effects of a virtuous activity. There is the environmental effect, which would be, for instance, if one did engage in a virtuous activity, one would live in an environment that was very nice and have many enjoyments and have all the things that he or she needs or desires within that environment. The fruitional effect would be, as stated before, the human form itself that the being was able to take on. And the causally concordant behavioral effect would be that being would like to abandon, for instance, if the virtue was the abandonment of killing, then the causally concordant behavioral effect would be that child or that being would enjoy abandoning killing or would find great pleasure in not harming or killing other beings. And the physical causally concordant effect of abandoning killing would be that that being would have a long life.
Oje ta de ne suju le suju gen de bu sun xie ba de me ge wa ju gen lo ji ba de zha bu de sun 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 yu ba de ne sun ji ba le ji me ji de ba ji sa wo mu do de ba chu chu de sa ba yin ne yong en ju sun sa sun na an me lu chu dang ji dang ba yin ne ni wa le ji ju sa nu do s
So this formula of the three though can be applied to all of the non virtues and all of the virtues so if one engages sutang, I just want to be clear. I'd like to make sure it's very literal. So, if one, for instance, uses harsh words, the same exact formula can be applied to killing.
Harsh words, jin yabu jonsun yabu jesu yana jiba yina yawan doris.
So, if for instance, all the levels are present. When one engages in harsh words, and the concluding factor of rejoicing in the fact that harsh words have been done is present, then this does still produce rebirth into the hell realms, just like the previous example. So the Buddha has stated that these misdeeds or non-virtues lead to these various results. But the Buddha has also stated that these can be purified. There is a method to purification.
ko taba mara mataba res, keji keji ji ne, ane nga zu shea ge mataba dhle yungu res. Te le ne, tene nga sung le jeya ge judu dhedu yaba ina, ane nga sung ge judu changdu yana, ane nga sung le jega res. Nga sung le jena, nye wa chanye ge dunga, chanye ge dunga tuzo, ane nga zu gabu yoma res. Ane dunga tuzo meba zuya ge tashi chidu wos, marbe.
So, this human form has so many qualities and is very difficult to obtain, but it is also easily lost because of the fact that it is impermanent. The time of death will come, and at that time, if the causes are present for one to be reborn into the lower realms, then he or she will be reborn into the lower realms. So we need to focus on the causal factors or the method that will free us in future lives from the lower realms. So there is a method, there are methods that we can utilize in order to be free from these unpleasant states. So what is beneficial in the future life? Is money? No, money we can't bring, or wealth we cannot bring with us to our next life. At the time of death, that will be useless and will be that money will be gone. And the only thing that will be left are the actions that we engaged in. So it's very important to recognize this, and in the small scope, recognize that there are certain things to abandon in order to be free from the lower realms. And within our continuum, there is a mix of misdeeds, or non-virtue, and virtue that will give rise. But if one in this life was careful to engage in the practices of this scope, then he or she will not be fearful at the time of death. He or she will just look at it as going to a new hotel, leaving an old hotel and going to a new hotel. So there are two kinds of hotels that we can go to. There are the hotels of the lower realms and the hotels of the higher realms, and we have in our hands the method to achieve the hotel of the higher realm, or achieve rebirth in the hotel of the higher realm. So if we wish to abide in the hotel in the higher realms, then we need to take refuge in the three jewels and familiarize ourselves with the law of cause and effect, or karma and its effects, or action and its results. So at the small scope, though, it's necessary to understand that there is a past life and that there is a future life. If one does not understand this and believe in past and future lives, even the small scope realizations are not possible. So what is the method in order to purify misdeeds? The Nepo Doje Lapsang, Chiran Lapsang.
Doje Tsang Yugune, and Deba Shah Duzuyab Shigwaris. Dosu Shibugune, and Deba Shah Gina, and Deba Dayuwaris. Dendru Nuhan Duris.
So if we can purify our misdeeds and engage in things such as confession, and applying the four opponent powers, then we will be able to go live in the hotels of the higher realms. So if one has engaged in misdeeds or non-virtue and does not purify those misdeeds or non-virtue, they will always give rise to suffering of some sort. If an unpurified deed is not lost. It is stated that if an action is engaged in and it is that of the non-virtuous sort and the purification has not been applied, then whether it is in this life or many kalpas later, the experience of the result of that non-virtue will happen. So it's been stated that one will always have to experience the results of non-virtuous activities that have not been purified, and those results will always be suffering.
Dibad chegi me nyambi duansen guguris marbya dibad saa sabadil njoba che ani shenji ngayate chegi me lochi kadu ina chegi me lochi chegi me dawa chegi me shabu chini chuzo chini ina ya chegi me nyambi duansen gu to ne tene nyambi kundu shubi tau tu shiba ina dibad taanu guris marbya ani tongsha dun ya beza saa tu dhaan ya tene kusung tu ten shi ya lakang saba shi ya
So how does one purify the misdeeds? There is a practice called the four opponent powers. The first of the four opponent powers is the power of regret. It's recognizing that one has engaged in a negativity or engaged in non-virtue and regretting having committed that act. Recognizing that it was a faulty act and regretting having done so. The next is making the power of commitment, making some sort of commitment to not engage in that sort of activity again. And one can make that commitment for the rest of his or her life, or it can be for 1 month, or it can be for 1 week, or it can be for 1 day, for 1 hour, for 1 minute. So it's making a commitment, a realistic commitment, to not engage in that sort of activity for a certain length of time. The next is the power of antidote, or power of actual opponent. And this is applying an antidote to the misdeed that has been engaged in. Applying antidotes such as reciting the 100 syllable mantra, or various other name mantras, reciting the Sutra of the Three Heaps, the Bodhisattva Confession of Downfalls, the 35 Buddhas of Confession, building new temples, constructing statues, doing various sutra and tantric prayers, meditation upon emptiness. All of these things fall into the category of the power of antidote. And then the last is the power of basis. And the power of basis refers to the basis of the mind that aspires to enlightenment, or bodhicitta, and refuge. It's been stated by Buddha that there are no non-virtues that cannot be purified. Even the five heinous crimes can be purified. Killing one's mother, killing one's father, killing an arhat, drawing blood from a Buddha, dividing the Sangha. So any of these five, even these five heinous crimes can be purified. So it's good then if we can think, oh, there is a way to purify these misdeeds and believe that it is possible and engage in the confessions. Misdeeds or non-virtue are very bad. And there is only one good quality that a non-virtue has, and that good quality is that it can be purified. Who has purified their misdeeds? And examples can be found in the great master Nagarjuna's letter to a friend, where the example of Angumala is given, and various other examples.
고조기 디바 다 요나 안 가서 디바 다 매바 요거 말 가서 다 다 요아르스
So if they can purify their misdeeds then of course we can purify ours
근데 디바 다비 다 간데시 디바 다바 간데시 시그르스나 말랑 다세 요아르스 말랑 말랑 차 담보 니바 송바 주부 드부지 차 담보 니바 송바 들레 안지 칼아뷰다보사야
레서
아네 라마단지야 루토몰자야 트위저야 오드 녀마샤왈라소바 드는 녀라테소나 아네 셀가부중은 데바다고서레스
How does one know if there has been a purification and the way that one can tell is by looking for various signs in dreams and there are three levels or three periods of time during the dream state The first period of time, which is the beginning of the sleep state, the middle of the sleep state, and the end of the sleep state. And the dreams that happen in the first two parts of these sleep states are not to be analyzed. But the third period of sleep is when one can analyze the dreams and see if various signs are present of purification. Some of the signs that you might see in a dream is encountering lamas or teachers, seeing monks and nuns, mounting a horse or an elephant, eating good food, drinking good drinks, seeing the sun rise or the sun shining, feeling good. So these are various signs that we can see in our dreams that a purification has taken place.
Oji das haji mebana boris ane nga su dunge jandu juni sang go ne sangji le chaw sun ro sangji de mebana ro sangji le chaw sun ro sangji le chaw sun ro a zang ji nga sung go dunge ta ka le kha boris sangji ge song ja be chue de me da boris de nya le je na An dungil dhruun gharis, dhadal chao sun dhruun dhadal dhishabhi, mhen dhsana nasa dhagun dhuwas, dhadal chao sun dhruun mhen mazan dhagun dhuwas, dhan dhabu yinsaris.
So we look at the Buddha as a doctor, but we know if we go to a doctor and we don't take what is prescribed by that doctor, then their illness cannot be eradicated. So we can take refuge, have the two causal factors for refuge of fear and faith, go for refuge to the Buddha, see Buddha as a doctor, but if we do not engage in the practices that are prescribed by the Buddha, then we will not be able to achieve the results that we desire. So if we are looking at the small scope, for instance, if we don't abandon the things needed to, we need to abandon and adhere to the things necessary to adhere to within the small scope, then we will not be able to be free from the suffering of the lower realms, just like our illness would not be eradicated if we did not take the medicine prescribed by a doctor. So refuge itself is not enough.
ane shene nga su nga sunlu ma che din yo ma si, nga sunlu che si gir das. Di yin je jo nga sunlu jiao de kuan chu sun res, kuan chu sun la jiang du ya ba che guwa res. Kuan chu sun la jiang du ya ba che guwa res. Jiao sun ro a tang je, nga sunlu du nga jia ka li ka bar das. Kuan chu sun la jiao sun ro yu guwa ne, ma gi jumu gu chu ne len de ya ba sun guwa res. Wa de sun gu mido, wa jir ma che, wa tu sun, de jibu chung ka tu lu, wa de yu.
Jie Rinpoche, the Lam Rim Dudun.
Lam Dudun ro, Dudun.
So in Lama Tsongkhapa's abbreviated stages of the path, Lam Rim Dudun, I believe that, is that what it's called in English, abbreviated stages of the path? The Lam Rim Dudun, it's stated that the time of death is uncertain and the negative actions will produce rebirth into the three lower realms, and there is one protection against this. This is not a literal, but this Rinpoche's commentary on the quote itself. There, the protection against the fears of the lower realms is having a very stable and firm refuge. So it's stated in the Lam Rim Dudun that it's necessary to have a stable and firm refuge in order to be free from the sufferings of the lower realms.
Oh, then I guess jun du toji song ten ba chis toji toji song ko sha den sha no du ka du yin de chis jin mi jo du chung ka du lo du song du was.
So, and also Jay Rinpoche explains the importance of applying these four opponents whenever negativity has been created. So we can find all of these things in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, and also in Liberation of the Palm of Your Hand by Pobunka Rinpoche. So all of these things can be found in the Lam Rim texts. So you're able to read about the small scope in English, or the being of small capacity. So we're only going to be able to give an abbreviated explanation or condensed explanation. So you look at the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, then you look at the Lam Rim Chemo, the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, and you look both back and forth, and you will start to understand more and more. So there's many cassettes by the Dalai Lama, and if you can listen to those will also be helpful. You'll understand it very, have a very firm understanding of these things then. So if we slowly practice these things, then the center members will understand the Dharma more and more. So if we can understand very firmly real Buddhism, then this is important, the real Buddha Dharma. If we don't rely upon reason and don't rely upon these things, then the higher understandings are quite impossible.
So
once again, when we look at the Four Noble Truths, the truth of suffering, the truth of origin, the truth of cessation, and the truth of path, and relate it to the being of small capacity, the truth of suffering is the suffering of the lower realms, the truth of origin is the karma and afflictions that produce the suffering, the truth of cessation is rebirth into the higher realms of gods and humans, and the truth of path is familiarization with karma and its effects, or action and its effects, and refuge. Excuse me. So, for this being of small capacity, rebirth into the higher realms is considered liberation. But we can't say that it's complete liberation, because liberation itself is not impermanent, and the state in the higher realms is impermanent. So, and to say whether the truth path is quite difficult as well, because there's no renunciation involved, complete renunciation involved. So, but there is a renunciation of the lower realms. But it's beneficial. So if we can understand this firmly, then we'll be able to develop renunciation or the desire to definitely get out in the future. So maybe we have about 25 minutes. We'll do some question and answer, and then the dedications and so forth. We're trying to stay right on the time, because it is every week. We're trying to stay right on the time so Rinpoche can get lunch and so forth. So maybe some questions?
Rinpoche mentioned the method, the purification, the
Okay, let me just clear this up in as far as English goes. Confession refers to it's kind of it's a tricky word in English, because confession in the Tibetan Buddhist sense is a little different than confession in, you know, Catholic, you know.
Like acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement, yeah, is probably a better word.
Mm. That through countless lives, through your misdeeds, you created this.
Right, so it's more of an acknowledgement of misdeeds created than, and then the application of the four opponent powers. It's not really confession per se, like in the Christian sense. So the reason I answered that is because it might be an English problem and not really something that could be cleared up by Rinpoche, because he's not familiar with the English language. Does that answer it?
Yes.
I can get more complete answer if it doesn't. Okay.
Because there is the text, too, that's published in many places as well, the actual prayers that he used. There's several good translations of that.
Yeah. So it's, like Doug said, that's a really good acknowledgement instead of confession. Yes. The Jipo Chungo, the Goden, La Dang Mi, the Luta Yimba, Kongi Triwa, Dangin Sena, the Goden Yomar.
Jipo Chungo Goden, Godema is in degrees. Sheribun Goden, Godema, Jipo Chungo Goden, Godema.
So it's okay to say that it is a liberation according to the small scope, but it's not a liberation according to the other scopes. So we could have non-Buddhist, for instance, who would feel that there is a liberation, but it wouldn't be it would be a liberation for them, but it wouldn't be a true liberation in the sense of the other scopes.
That John Dutton Lindy to do Jibu Chungu Churis in a Jibu Shanju Samba Zuga Nyasu Langris, Chungu to Tomoas of the Riz, Shanju Samba Zuga John Dunyasin Jigre, and a Lindy Sungre, and a Jibu Chungu to Tomoas, Jibu Chungu, Naru Jibu had a mate and a two nine of Zalu Yoris, Shanju Samba Tendu Yomar.
So when we look at the small scope itself, the small scope, the ideas of refuge and the understanding of action and its results, even bodhisattvas have to engage in those practices as well. So this is why it's called teaching shared in common with beings of the small capacity, because the other scopes also utilize these practices. The difference is that the great scope would never be satisfied with a rebirth into the higher realms. So it's just the actual motivations or reason for doing the practices that is different. But the actual practices themselves must be adhered to by all beings or all beings of all capacities to achieve the final goal of Buddhahood.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a three-part question. Can you purify past actions, past actions in this life, actions you may have done when you were a small child, and also can you purify actions in previous lives?
Okay, so can you purify actions in this, like you know you did something wrong and you want to purify it? And then you know you probably did something wrong in the past life, and you want to purify it. Is that okay? Kongi Triwa, the say the Dipa Sama, then Dipa Da Tugudue. Say de.
Dipa Shana Jena Da Tugudis.
Then say Ngama, the Dipa the Sana, Dipa Da Tugudue.
Kongi Triwa. Ngama Chiwa Tuma Meban Nga Dipa Mama Sasha Yore, Dipa Tabishit Chandu Jaya, Tongshan Duna Da Nugris.
So yes, absolutely, one can purify in the same fashion as stated before. If one engages in a misdeed of this life,
then one can apply the formula that was just given to purify that. One can say, I, since beginningless time, have engaged in non-virtuous activities, and I wish to confess them or acknowledge those things, and then purify those as well. So misdeeds or non-virtues created in this life or in previous lives can all be purified. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
And the
third,
too.
And the third? Okay.
Tang ajo tsang tsang jibu yungu du, tsang tsang dungay yungu du was. Ko ju de sen gan de dungay gan yu ba dang,
So we sometimes we have to experience an unpleasant state. Sometimes we experience a very pleasant state, and that's because within our mental continuum there are seeds that have the potential to give rise to both of those states. And whenever the conditions are present for those to ripen, then we have to experience those states. So we have non-virtuous seeds that give rise to unhappiness within our continuum. And we have virtuous seeds which give rise to happiness within our continuum. So this is why we experience these different states, because we have seeds within our continuum which can produce those different states. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When is conception?
When does it become killing?
I don't know how to say it. Okay, this is just going to take.
Or the being becomes even a being.
Okay. The Arinala and such agenda, the Sansan, the Pumo Pugo Yere, and Segudu. The Hakosume. The Sansan, the Pugo Segudu. The Pugo Ropo Machena, Machetuna, and Sansan Segudu. Then Gadu. Deepa sagadu, gadu, the gadu kansa yere, suchupa gadu.
So jeba bogo to say ne bogo to shes mona then so je le dongres.
Then a gadu.
Ma o macha bas.
Gangin sena the trua the sen ripa,
Ma mare lauro.
Me mare the. The tambo, the lapa, then limba, then the yongudu. Ngama, the tamche mena, then me mayen. Nambichu dets kakare.
That's Henry Bawa, then the Sanlu injured. Namba jena, and then Mamma, much of us, and doan, eh? Qua coming in Nalu, the sheba, the shoots, I do to marry the orders. Gamba, the lapa, yomars to do.
It's been stated in the Vinaya that no matter that once the moment happens where the consciousness leaves the bardo and enters into the womb of the female, at that moment of conception, there is a human being there, according to Buddhism. At the moment that the consciousness goes from bardo into here, then we have a human being. It's not necessary for the arms and legs and so forth to develop to say that there is a human being there. So the moment that human being is killed and dies, the moment that being dies, killing has taken place.
But we don't really know when that being exists if we don't know that being has consciousness.
Well, the moment of conception is
the moment of continuum of consciousness entering a new incarnation.
Right.
It's the 12th.
Right.
The 12th stage of divine arising.
Exactly.
What the Bogo Domin in Bogo Macha Zakichabu was Chatsadu to Mabazun Massaver, Nihai Waters.
It's important if there is a baby in someone's stomach that they take care of it and do not harm it because misdeeds are created.
Mato Kamba Buna Yumba in Buku, my young gun didn't have two to John Abundos, but let's have to do John Bokushan was.
The Tamche Busego, the Tambo de the Busego.
The Yuna Segua, then but my young gun, John and the Nukumar.
So, for instance, if I don't, if there's a certain kind of spray you can put down so that bugs don't come into your house. And it doesn't kill them, it just distracts, it keeps them, I don't know where the spray is, but it keeps them from coming in the house. If you kill...
Repellent.
Repellent. Oh, that's true, like a repellent.
Just repels
them. Right, so they, is there a spray though you can do your whole house with so that it doesn't... Okay, so there's an insect, thank you, insect repellent. Keeps the bugs from coming. And this isn't actually considered killing, but if you spray poison on the bug, then this is actually considered killing. So it's creating the factors for the bugs not to come in the first place would be the best way to not have the bugs, because once you apply a poison or something, you have killed.
So you use baby repellent.
Birth control. These days it seems like having a child is much easier because they can even do a cesarean section to take the child out. They have all of these machines. So in the past, many mothers have had to die because they didn't have the scientific methods to get rid of, to remove the child from the woman's body. Now we can see that people could even have 7 children at once or 5 children at once, and they're saying that the population of the world is increasing, and I believe it's because of the advances we've made scientifically that the population can increase, because you know, before so many mothers died in childbirth because they didn't have the right medicine or machines or methods to remove the child from the womb. So now, just 3 babies, for instance, in the past, being born would have been a major accomplishment. Now, so many could be born because of the methods that we have. The science has been so beneficial. Yes. One more question, and then we'll...
Birth control is considered a repellent, or is it considered killing?
The Arila, the Meire, the Me Sana, Pugo Yongomare, the Suchuba Yomare, Suchuba Yomare.
This
is not misdeed. This is the best to take birth control.
So it's like repellent for the.
Right, exactly. Yine, the me sana pugo yongamare, the tsegamare, yongamare, yontugamare. He said, but if you take a medicine to kill the baby, then this is killing. But if preventive measure is not killing. The Hua. So maybe we'll do the dedication of merit and so forth.
Mandala.
Oh, mandala offering and then the dedications. The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers. Adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient living beings enjoy this pure realm. I dedicate whatever virtues I have collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Lozan Drapa to shine forever. I send forth this mandala to you, precious Guru. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. Jambe bhavu jeta jenpadam kondu zambu deyan de jinte deda kunji jesu daloji gewa deda danje radu mo duzum jebe gewa danje ji ngawa gana jodu ngabade Dajen gewe tsawa de kunjang Sampo juji radu ngonyi. In the heavenly realm of Tibet, surrounded by a chain of snow mountains, the source of all happiness and help for beings is Tenzin Gyatso, Chen Rezigen person. May his life be secure for hundreds of kalpas. Precious Kensir Wandok, upholder of scriptural and realizational doctrines, the spiritual friend who trained extensively in the five great philosophical texts with exceptional wisdom and perseverance. Lord, The light of your wisdom dispels the darkness obscuring the five scriptures. You joyously uphold the sublime teachings of Sutra and Tantra through the three doors. Through constantly applied perseverance, you have perfected learning and reflection. May Venerable Geshe Gompo remain for a long time. Lo nu nye zhong ar mun ba zhe ga be ngô zhom dong a dan ju zhin dan yu. So tomorrow, just to remind people, we're doing the Mahayana one-day vow. This is a vow that you take for 24 hours. Various things within the vow, if you want to know what the whole vow is, you can find it online, or we can explain it maybe after. It's basically just for 24 hours, no killing, no stealing, no lying, no intercourse, not using new special jewelry or perfuming or anointing yourself, not sitting on high thrones, and not eating other than one meal at lunchtime, not eating breakfast, not eating dinner. So these are the vows that you take when you do the Mahayana one-day vow, and it's held from when you the sun starts to come up the morning you take the vow, and when it comes up the next day, the vow is finished. And I believe Rinpoche is giving refuge vows also tomorrow.
And it has the motivation to benefit all sentient beings.
Right.
That's what makes the Mahayana.
Right. The Mahayana is different than the regular one-day vow and the Vinaya, because it's got the bodhicitta aspiration connected to it.
That happens here?
5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Yep. So if you can, please come.
And refraining from eating afternoon, does that include liquid?
You can drink liquid, but no foods. But don't take, like, you know, all your food and put it in a blender. And drink.
You thought of that?
Yeah, I think it's like
juices
and things.
Right.
No milk.
No shame.
Yeah, no garlic.
So I think that we're done. If anybody wants to come up and say hello before we conclude.